I really consider the people who are naive about evil, I consider them to be more of a threat to freedom than the actual evildoer. You guys who have been following me, you know I always like to be very specific and define every term that I use. So by evil, I simply mean the intentional harming of others. Very obvious examples would be murder or attempted murder, assault, rape, stealing property, torture. So evil is simply the intentional harm, willfully harming others, oftentimes, as in the case of psychopaths, with no remorse or regret about it, actually potentially even enjoying it. There are many people in the world who are very naive about the fact that evil exists. They keep telling themselves over and over again, oh, there's no evil in the world. Or they may be telling themselves something like, if I just ignore the fact that children are being tortured and molested and there is ritualistic pedophilia, not just that there's pedophilia, it's ritualized going on in the world. I actually look at these people as worse than the actual evildoers. The evildoers, they're very clear on their intention. They very intentionally want to cause harm. Oftentimes, they will even come out and say openly what they have done or what they intend to do. They do that because from a karmic perspective, they have to get people to consent to their actions. So why is being naive about evil such a terrible mindset? Well, let's use some examples from everyday life. Let's just say a person has a neighbor, and that neighbor has a young child, or maybe several. And through the course of living next door to this person comes to realize or comes to see certain clues or hints that the neighbor is not treating that child very well. Maybe that child is actually being physically abused. Maybe that child is being sexually molested. Maybe they're being psychologically tortured, but it's not overt. No one ever comes out and says it. There may not be even be 100% proof. It may just be circumstantial. It may just be a hunch. It may just be some little clues, some little hints, some breadcrumbs that get dropped every once in a while that gives the impression that something is seriously wrong with the way the neighbor is treating their child. A person who is in normal, healthy psychology, who is balanced, who has courage and initiative, they're going to investigate further. They're going to figure out and determine with certainty what's going on. And they're going to determine one way or the other whether actual harm, actual evil is being committed in that house. And then they're going to act accordingly to put a stop to the harm in order to save the child from further harm and just put a stop to that behavior, whatever it takes. The person who is not naive, the person who is a psychological adult, is going to face the potentiality that there is evil being done. They're not going to brush it under the carpet, and they're going to confront it and deal with it. Someone who is naive about evil is also someone who is a coward, because we all know that evil exists in the world, and we all know that from time to time we have to face it. They will tell themselves a story, it's none of my business, or there's nothing I can do about it, or I shouldn't pay attention to it. If I just pretend that it's not happening, if I just ignore it, somehow it'll go away. It's as though it's not existing in my reality. The consequence of that is now not only is that adult, the neighbor, potentially continuing to cause more and more harm to this child, which could ultimately lead to a lifetime of trauma for that child, a lifetime of living in fear, a dysfunctional life, and a lot of healing to do, should they even be able to come out of that. But I would say that the person who's being naive about it is actually culpable. Let's take the extreme case. Let's say that this is a generational Satanist, someone who they consider it their religion to cause harm. They may even be a psychopath. They may be fully convinced in their own mind that they are doing what they are supposed to be doing by harming this person. When they're not going to stop, they have no intention of stopping. Well, they're being very clear in their will and how they want to act. The person who's being naive is the one who is shirking their basic human responsibility to step in and potentially save a life and certainly save that child from many years of grief and harm. All they had to do was acknowledge that there's potentially some evil going on and then face it and figure out and deal with it accordingly. But because they tell themselves this whole story, they basically abdicated their moral duty to step in and put a stop to it. And the world is filled right now with people who are naive about evil. They're basically lying to themselves, and they're basically telling themselves this story. They believe that if they ignore the evil that is being done, especially when it's not being done right next door, because the example of a neighbor is a little more specific. If it's someone right next door to you, it's harder to ignore. It's party. But now if it's going on way over there, some other part of the world, some other part of the country, if I ignore it, it'll go away. There are some people who literally think this way, and I run into them all the time. I've met many people like this. And in my mind, these are the real enablers of evil in the world, because they're the ones who never stand up and never say stop. They never say no. No has been called the lost word. In fact, both forms of no, N-O and K-N-O-W, have both become basically lost words, because we don't know enough, but we also don't say no to that which is not us, that which we don't want, that which is not our true spirit, that which we can call evil. It's nothing esoteric. It's simply causing harm intentionally. And I say naive specifically because I consider it like a childlike mentality, an immature mentality. Because a true adult, not just physically adult, but a true adult, is going to have the courage, first of all, the ability to recognize that evil exists and that it's going on even right now. Even as I'm recording this, evil is going on. And there are many forms of evil. It's not just the rape, murder, and torture of either children or adults. There are other types of evil. There's the killing of unborn babies, for example, which is another form of evil. There is the theft of people's property through taxation, for example, which is another form of evil. There are many types of evil. So someone who's naive, at some level within their soul, within their being, they will know that evil is happening. All they can do is basically lie to themselves and deny it in order to placate their ego, in order to feel good in that moment. And especially when you start to get into that mindset, like if I just ignore the evil that's going on in the world, it's as though it doesn't exist. That is an extreme ego. That has no actual basis in reality, because actually in reality, evil will continue. In fact, it will get worse. And now we have, through the jab, we now have a level of genocide that is unprecedented, right? So we can even take this into more recent events. We have basically people coming out, world leaders, these master sorcerers of human psychology. They're even coming out and saying on record that their intention is to reduce the human population through these different mechanisms. So evil is being done all around us constantly, and no one's standing up to it. Or I should say very few people are standing up to it. I really consider the people who are naive about evil, I consider them to be more of a threat to freedom than the actual evildoers. Psychopaths, although they lack compassion and emotional affect, they don't lack willpower. In fact, oftentimes they have even stronger willpower, and they're never going to stop until you physically stop them or you take them out of the world. When the majority of humanity recognizes that, and when we say no and we actually mean it, those people will immediately lose their power. They will no longer have this power to cause so much harm, and we will begin the process of putting a stop to all that. It's not that evil will never exist after that. That's impossible. There will always be someone somewhere attempting to cause harm, but it won't be so rampant, and it will always be something that we can approach, confront, and deal with in the moment. This is why I value so much the study of occult knowledge, and in this case specifically Hermeticism, the seven Hermetic principles. Once you incorporate this in your psyche, it's easy to keep drawing examples from this and see that this is how reality works. So let's use an example using the principle of correspondence, which is the second Hermetic principle. As above, so below, as below, so above. The way reality actually is, physically and spiritually, it's self-similar across scales. The microcosm is a reflection of the macrocosm. So we can learn the nature of reality by studying it at different scales. We can understand this by looking at our own bodies and how our bodies deal with threats. When our bodies are acting in balance, when our immune system is in balance, and this is why it's so important to have your immune system in balance. As these threats come in, whether they are viruses or bacteria or really any kind of foreign threat, even a cancer, a potential cancerous cell, being a cell that just starts multiplying, a cell or a group of cells that starts to multiply out of control, the body under natural harmony will deal with that threat immediately. It will face it, isolating the cells, killing them off, absorbing them. That's usually the mechanism. It will put a stop to it. So the cancer will no longer grow. It will go into remission. Those cancer cells will be killed off. The virus will be neutralized, and or the bacteria, the foreign substance, will be neutralized. And although there may be a temporary and lesser effect on the body, you may feel off temporarily. You may even have a spike in fever, some kind of symptom. It will quickly be staved off. It'll quickly be dealt with, and you'll be fine because your body had the wherewithal to face the quote-unquote evil, the harm, and to deal with it. So the same thing in the macrocosm. But these things are going to happen. Viruses do exist. bacteria, microorganisms that can cause harm. When we have the courage to face these things, we stave them off and the damage is minimal and in general, life continues. I've talked about my own journey in discovering how to create more balance and health in my own life. I shared a little bit on a recent video. This is so important. So being naive about evil, there's only one outcome that can come from that. There's really only one thing that can happen. It's going to allow that evil to multiply like a cancer. And that's essentially what is going on in the world today. You may be someone like me who recognizes that this is happening, and it may even be a bit overwhelming, or say, well, how do I deal with this? Well, you yourself, just like I have, need to make it a lifetime practice to always come back and make sure that you're not pulling the wool over your own eyes, that you're not being naive yourself, and that you're always being honest with yourself about what's actually going on in any particular scenario, whether it's in a local scenario, whether it's with neighbors, friends, family members, the people that you have direct contact with. What I do is I have a practice where I go through these principles, and maybe in a future video I'll share a little more about this practice, but it's kind of an extended form of shadow work with both a positive and negative focus, where I look at and examine my most recent interactions and I ask myself, did you really approach that correctly? Especially if I recognize after the fact that maybe somebody was tacitly approving of some kind of wrongdoing or some kind of harm. So I would always go back and examine that. And then each time I have an interaction with someone, I would make sure to really speak up when it was appropriate to speak up and not just hold back and not just out of fear or some kind of ego necessity in order to feel better in that moment to not speak up. Because obviously confrontation is always going to be uncomfortable and there's always going to be some level of fear or discomfort associated with confrontation. Just like the body feels uncomfortable when we're fighting off an illness. And we may have to become uncomfortable, for example, taking on practices of changing our eating habits or even fasting or other more extreme examples in order to face it, and it's going to be uncomfortable. So the solution is you yourself need to incorporate some kind of practice in your life to make sure that you are not brushing evil under the carpet, even on a small scale. And as scenarios come up in your own life, and as you're dealing with people directly in your own life, you need to always make sure that when it's appropriate, you're calling out immoral or inappropriate behaviors, or you're questioning anything that's questionable, as in the case of that neighbor, and not being naive about it. Even if you're not 100% sure what's going on, you're at least trying to figure it out. So that's the first step. The next step is once you reach a certain level, as I have, that it's important to start to share in your own way, in your own words. You don't have to duplicate what I'm doing, but basically share similar messages to what I'm doing with more people using a platform, getting out on social media, maybe creating videos. Maybe you do it through songs. I have some great friends who are really good songwriters and song composers, and their songs deal with very powerful issues similar to this through their music, right? So maybe that's the mechanism, and that's great. So whatever it is, through art, through media, through getting the message out, you need to confront these people who are naive, and there's a lot of them. The New Age movement as a religion has been highly, highly successful over the last, I would say, 25 years or so, since the mid to late 90s. And it's been successful because all the highly visible and highly successful from a financial perspective or from a publicity perspective, all the so-called teachers and gurus of that movement have very large followings and they have everybody in thrall. We need to confront these people with this mindset because it's an extremely childish, naive mindset. It's the same mindset, like I said, that will allow someone to not take the appropriate action to heal themselves. It's the same mindset that will have someone not warning people around them of imminent danger, whether it's a fire or a vehicle or something, not calling out evil doing that's happening right next door to them. And of course, by extension, it's the same mindset that's allowing these sorcerers of ancient psychology, these claimed rulers and elites of the world, many of whom are psychopaths, to continue to do just blatant evil, blatant harm, and no one's calling them out. You need to get your own act together internally, and you need to have internal monarchy so that in the world around us, we can start to deal with it. So I hope you found that valuable, and I'll see you guys very soon. I hope you found this video to be really helpful. My website is called freedomvibe.art, where I share principles of natural law that would allow us to change the current human condition from what it is right now, slavery, to one of true freedom. Take action to apply these principles in your own life. And once you've gained enough of an understanding, you've done the work on yourself, start to teach and share these principles with others using your own words and your own way. Also, if you're getting a lot of value and you want me to be able to reach more people, then I want to invite you to help me out by making a 100% voluntary donation to my work and to this project. You can do that at freedomvibe.art/donate. Check it out, get involved, be a true freedom fighter, embrace the values of knowledge and understanding, courage and care, and let's make this happen. Thank you very much.